Why did Our Lady of Fatima reveal that this one girl would be in purgatory until the end of time, practically forever? We're going to explore this incredibly frightening question by looking at the authentic apparitions of Our Lady of Fatima in today's video. Let's get right into it. Now, if you want to hear the best and the closest and most authentic versions of the apparitions, you need to go to fatima.pt, which is the official website of the Shrine of Our Lady of Fatima. Listen to the very words of what happened on May 13th, 1917. She said, "Do not be afraid. I will do you no harm." "Where are you from?" they asked. She said, "I am from heaven." "What do you want of me?" replied Lucia. "I have come to ask you to come here for 6 months in succession on the 13th day at this same hour. Later on, I will tell you who I am and what I want. Afterwards, I will return here yet a seventh time. Can you tell me if the war will still last too long, or will it be over soon? I cannot yet tell you until I say what I want of you." "Shall I go to heaven too?" asked Lucia. "Yes, you will," said Our Lady. "And Jacinta, she will go also. And Francisco, he will go there too, but he must say many rosaries." "Is Maria das Neves in heaven?" "Yes, she is," Our Lady said. "I think she was about 16 years old." "And Amelia?" "She will be in purgatory until the end of the world." Then she asked, "Are you willing to offer yourselves to God and bear all the sufferings he wills to send you as an act of reparation for the sins by which he is offended, and of supplication for the conversion of sinners?" And they all replied, "Yes, we are willing." Now, I'll let you finish the rest of that apparition on your own time, but they're all an incredible read. So we have to consider, how can it be the case that a girl of 18 or 20 could be in purgatory until the end of time? And how are we to take this warning? What are we to do? Well, the church teaches that those that go to purgatory die in the friendship of God, but have not yet fully been purified, and they are not yet ready to enter heaven. They cannot help themselves. They can, in varying degrees, pray for us and grow in their intercession for us as they become purified, but only we can help them here on earth, through our prayers, through our sufferings, and the Mass. So the first thing that we need to understand is all it takes is just one mortal sin freely committed for us to go to hell. That's a definition of a mortal sin, is that it's something serious, and we knew that it was serious, and we were free to say yes or no, and we said yes anyway. So when something is a serious mortal sin, we could be damned and go to hell for all eternity, because when we commit a mortal sin, we are telling God no. It is not the case. It's not so much the case that God is rejecting us, but rather that we are rejecting God. And when time ends, when we die, we are judged at that point of decision that we have made. So if we are someone that has committed, for instance, a sin of murder, and we have not repented, and we die in that state, so to speak, we are frozen in that state of rejecting God and his laws for us. So most likely it was the case that Amelia was someone that had committed some sort of mortal sin, and maybe only at the very end she repented. When you look at different apparitions of the souls in purgatory, often it is the case that if someone was worthy of hell because of their sins, but by some mercy of God, they repented either just before they died or even in the very moment of dying. Sometimes it is a case that God allows this. Because that person was otherwise deserving of going to hell, God in his mercy will save them, because the church teaches that all those that are in purgatory are already saved. They just need to be purified. So it is most likely the case that God, in his mercy, allowed her to be saved in the last few moments of her life. And because of this type of salvation, she merited to go to purgatory until the end of time. Now, when I brought this question and this situation to a great friend of mine, a wonderful purgatory mystic, living and breathing there in Ireland, Aidan Bond, he himself prayed on this and reflected and said, you know what it was? The Portuguese people had a great devotion to the souls in purgatory. They all knew about the souls in purgatory. They all prayed for them. There's even a beautiful chapel of the holy souls there in purgatory. I'll see if I could put a picture of it right here. They had such a love for them. So most likely it was the case that, first of all, Amelia in some ways led some sort of sinful life, possibly repented at the end. And it was the case that her parents were not praying for her soul. They, like many people, when someone dies, will say, oh, that person's already in heaven. We judge them through our ways of seeing and not through God's eyes. And we'll say, well, that person has died. They're in heaven. I don't need to pray for them. They no longer need any help. So most likely at the time, he said they were not praying for her. And that was Our Lady's warning to them that they, in fact, needed to pray for her. When you read of these different apparitions of the souls in purgatory, despite the fact that God's justice has decreed a certain amount of time for the person to be in purgatory, 10 years, 50 years, 100, 300, until the end of time, or all types of sentences depending on the severity of the sin, just like here on earth, that God allows us to pray for them. We have so much power in our hands that through our prayers and our sacrifices and our sufferings and the offerings of the Holy Mass, we can liberate these people early. So Amelia served as a warning to us, first of all, to convert now, to not wait until the very end, which might come sooner than you think, and to not think someone is in heaven just because on the surface it seemed that they might be, but rather to pray for these people's souls, that they be delivered. And if they don't need the prayers, if they are already in heaven, then someone else in purgatory will get that prayer. The last thing I want to leave you with is that there are other Amelias out there in purgatory, other men and women who, for a variety of reasons, have no one to pray for them, and they are completely abandoned. And because of God's decree of justice, they are condemned to purgatory until the end of time. But we can reduce that sentence through our prayers, through our sacrifice, through the rosary especially, and through the Mass. If these types of people move your heart, then God is calling you to pray for them right now. Our prayers are powerful. They can change the world. They can even deliver a person from purgatory completely so that they can enter into heaven to be with God forever. My friends, if this video has helped you in any way, please subscribe and like and support this channel through Buy Me a Coffee. I'll see you in the next one.